Stars fly down from the sky and skim across the mirror-smooth surface of a lake. They form a halo around the top of a high, snow-capped mountain rising above billowing clouds. Paramount, a Viacom company.
Hello, Junior!
In sweeping cursive lettering, Hello, Junior Productions. An older man and a pre-teenage girl with her leg in a cast are watching TV on a couch. On the TV, a kid throws a model plane which loops the loop, hitting a girl in the midriff. A guy yanks a tablecloth, then stumbles, hits his head on a door, and falls. The old man kicks his shin against the coffee table as he laughs. A young woman enters the living room, putting on earrings.
Ugh, you guys.
That poor kid might have really gotten hurt.
Oh, sweetie, it's hilarious.
A boy falls.
Okay, we are late. I gotta go.
Thanks for taking care of her, Dad.
Hi, Rudy. I love you.
Bye, chicken butt.
Let's get one of us both.
Okay.
The girl takes a photo of them both with a Polaroid.
There's no place like Magic Land.
That looks fun.
Every day.
Of course I can't go.
Oh, that's all hype anyway. You make your own fun. Besides, amusement parks these days, let's just say Magic Land lost its magic a long time ago.
He nods and switches off the TV.
And I should know. Your mom ever tell you it's your old papa owned one of the greatest amusement parks of all time?
The girl shakes her head.
She didn't.
No.
What? It was epic. That's my damn legacy. Yeah, this was when I was living up in the woods near Calico Ridge. Whew, it was a wild time.
A ramshackle clapboard house sits on a lakeshore with woods behind. The man, much younger, is sitting in a tree and cracks open a beer.
Things could be worse. My next door neighbor was an alcoholic bear who would sneak into my yard and try to kill me for my beer. Yep, true story. Go on.
Go away. Go away. No, 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 come on. No, 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 no. Don't be a prick. Don't you be a prick.
He was a persistent little bastard, too. I would have shared the beer with him, but he was kind of an angry drunk.
No, 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 no. Go, 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 go. Good boy.
In pajamas and a robe, he edges along a branch above the grizzly. He swigs the beer, tosses the can, then leaps down onto the roof of a shed. He lands heavily and falls to the ground. The bear wanders toward him, and he curls up in a fetal position, eyeing the bear nervously. The bear takes the discarded can in its jaws, tilts its head back, and drinks the remains.
Come on, Papa.
What? That's how it happened. Honest Injun. Guess you can't say that anymore.
Those days were different. There weren't so many rules. Kids were allowed just to be kids and do what kids love to do. Dumb, crazy shit they might regret.
Kids are nearly thrown out of the back of a pickup truck, which makes a turn at a sign that says, half mile to entrance, turn now, Action Point.
Action Point was my baby. I built her from the ground up. It wasn't some huge monster park, just a couple of slides and rides, but all the kids in town loved it.
A bumper car pool.
And the ones who had nowhere to go and no one to look after them, well, I put them to work. I called them the shitbirds. There was Ziffle, he was our chief engineer. Stiv, worked security.
Don't fuck with me!
Four-finger Annie was our ride supervisor. Rodney, he was the numbers guy. Hot-headed Pete was in charge of complaining.
Can someone help me with this? Hello?
And then there was Killer. He wasn't exactly a kid, and he wasn't on the payroll, but he did come every day to pick fights with random strangers. Never a dull moment. To be honest, I think he escaped from a mental hospital. Anywho, the park bordered the Calico River, so we had water activities too. And your great Uncle Benny was in charge down there. Not one single person ever drowned on his watch most of the time.
And I looked up, and I saw her vagina staring me right in the eye.
On the dock.
And I knew, like, no, this is not just for peeing. This is for something else. Up until then, I thought babies came out of the butt.
Everyone loved to hear his stories, none of which I will share with you, young lady. Back then, there was a little thing called personal responsibility. If you screwed up and got hurt, you didn't call no lawyer or the media. You just dusted yourself off and bragged about it to your dumb little buddies.
A kid drops out of a tree straight through a water slide. In front of a ride called the Shit and Fart, the title appears in colored letters. Action Point.
That sounds awesome. What happened to it?
Her grandfather comes out of the toilet with a pee stain on his pants.
Well, that's a long story.
But we have all afternoon, right?
You're absolutely right. Hey, speaking of...
He takes nail polish out of his pants pocket.
Who wants a little mani-pedi? I mean, it's just us girls.
The girl smiles. As a young man, the grandfather walks you Action Point with a beer and a pee stain on his pants. Stiv holds a punchback to Killer, who hits it so hard, Stiv falls over. The young grandfather, DC, smiles as he looks around the sunny park. A kid bumps into another on a slide. DC swigs his beer and frowns at the empty can. A passing shitbird hands him another. Another is mending a hole in the water slide as DC lurches up.
God damn it, Lumpy. What were you trying to do?
I wanted to go faster.
That's fair.
Big Lumpy injured his leg in the fall.
Give me that tape. Just hold it. Through the old crisscross applesauce.
DC tapes up the slide.
That'll hold her for a bit, Merle. Whew. Now, let me take a look at that thing.
Lumpy has a long cut on his shin. DC uses duct tape as a dressing.
There we go. What?
It's what it's invented for in Vietnam. Better in stitches, stronger in skin. You're gonna be all right.
He drops the tape in Lumpy's crotch.
What the hell's Rodney? Rodney!
Rodney runs up, holding a clipboard.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah. Something's off. I see our regular kids, but where's the fresh fish? What's our attendance today?
Down about 45%. Pretty close to my projections there. Could be worse considering 7 parks just opened. The new amusement park, a half hour's drive from here, I told you they were building it all last winter.
You know it's not my listening season. You should have told me louder.
You heard me. It's just that selective proactivity of yours.
Get lost, Rodney.
Rodney's smile fades and he runs off. A balding man in a suit carrying a briefcase and smoking a cigar walks through the park. Killer, holding a sledgehammer, stares at him.
Hello there. Any of you work here?
Yeah, not if we can help it.
Oh, I see. I'm Greg Knobloch with Trustwood Developments. You've probably seen my billboards.
Ziffel shows him naked pictures in a porno mag.
I was looking for DC.
Looky here, old Knoblick.
It's Knoblock, and that wasn't even funny in high school.
DC, the chairlift broke again.
Oh, shit.
A guy's Rodney. Hanging upside down from it.
Rodney!
Amazing. Anyway, back to why I'm here.
I suppose you probably heard you got some competition in town now.
Yeah. I know all about 7 narcs.
Yeah, you take a look at those, kids. They've got log flumes, roller coasters, and a chairlift that actually works. Mm-hmm. My son Travis just took a job there for the summer.
Cocksucker!
Looks like a big, bright, shiny corporate asshole to me.
He throws away a brochure.
Okay, listen, DC.
The shitbirds open up his briefcase.
I got friends at the bank. I know you took out a loan on this place last year. What was it, $100,000? How are you ever going to pay that off? Let me find a buyer for your land. I mean, it's not going to be easy, but I'm sure I can find somebody.
Well, look, Nunchcock, I didn't build this place for you or the bank. I built it for the kids. So I'm not selling to any of you fanny blowers. Good day.
A slice of pizza is being stuffed into his case. Dottie's smoking one of his cigars.
Hey, those are Cubans. Give me that. Give me that.
He talks to Dottie, who's Asian.
You're lucky we saved your people in that war.
And that's about the time your mom arrived for the summer.
kids get off a bus, including a teenage girl with long hair wearing headphones. DC stares at her, then down at the pink teddy bear he's holding as a gift. He gives the bear to a younger girl.
Chicken butt!
Hi! Oh, so glad to see you.
Oh, I recognize those.
He runs to pick up two suitcases.
How's your mom? Still hate me? Still with that guy, the physical therapist?
She doesn't hate you and you know he's a doctor.
Yeah, that's what he says.
They load the luggage into DC's large convertible.
Well, let's hit it.
Hey, you remember this one? You used to love it when you were a kid.
Boogie frowns.
Here. Listen to this.
The girl, Boogie, takes a cassette tape from her bag and puts it in the player.
Beat's good, but the lead singer sounds kind of hairless.
They're called The Clash.
Ah, Clash.
They're playing New York. A lot of my friends are going. It's no big deal.
DC taps the steering wheel.
They're actually all right.
Hey, well, I think their tour's coming through L.A. You think maybe we could check them out?
Sure. We got all summer.
Boogie smiles happily. The car drives down a dirt track toward DC's old house.
Oh, sweet home.
The car's covered in dust.
House looks the same.
Inside, Benny steals pills from a medicine cabinet. Benny stuffs some pills in his back pocket and takes puffs on an asthma inhaler. A mechanical gunfighter by saloon doors.
Boogie!
Benny! Oh my God!
What the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be at the lagoon.
I don't believe it. You blossomed.
DC doesn't look happy with Benny's enthusiasm.
I'm gonna go unpack.
Boogie, you gotta see my new hatchet. I made up a scheme, it's called Kill the White Man. You think this shirt makes me look fat? I don't really care if it does, it's rad. I stole it from my sister.
His vest is too small. Benny stares, then folds his arms, and DC looks uncomfortable as Boogie unpacks. She stares at them.
Oh, please, Dad, it's a tampon.
Do not swear at me, young lady.
It's fine. It's totally natural. She left Action Point a child. She returned a woman.
All right, that's it. Back to the lagoon.
Come by and see me later, buddy. We'll gab like little schoolgirls.
Okay, Benny.
Bye.
He's a peach. Oh, God, I'm gonna go. Are you okay?
Actually, well, no, I can wait.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a shower. I'll come find you later. We can talk then.
Okay. We got a rogue bear around here, so keep an eye out. There's some bear repellent over next to the hairspray. But don't get them mixed up.
Back on the couch with older DC.
Sounds like my mom's worst nightmare.
Well, it wasn't back then. She wasn't the uptight, excellent mother she is now. She was pretty normal. Oh, come on, I was going to paint your nails. You don't want to... Okay, suit yourself.
Granddaughter Rudy removes DC's sock, revealing fungus-covered toenails. She grimaces, then goes to apply nail polish.
I'm sorry. My tootsies are ticklish. No. Oh, you touched them.
It looks good. It's an improvement.
She paints the cracked browning nails. At Action Point, Benny moves away from DC on a ladder and he falls. Kids speed around a dirt track on go-karts. Boogie's in a small tank. DC lowers the metal mesh cover over her.
All right, let's do this. Boogie, it's on you. You ready, Steve? Okay. 3, 2, 1.
A ball is fired at Steve's butt.
It worked!
Sorry, Steve!
She's not sorry.
Hey, DC! Relax, Pete. It's not gonna hurt you. Just a baby snake.
Oh, my God.
This found him out in the wood pile. What do you think, DC? Can I keep him?
Sure, Keller. Just get him the hell out of here.
Awesome.
Hey, DC, not so awesome as that snake came from underneath the last piece of lumber we got.
Oh, damn.
We need that wood for the rides.
How are we looking on funds, Rodney?
Rodney shakes his head.
Well, no problem. We can go get some more after closing tonight. No place we can get it on credit. Get back to it. All right.
Susie, come on.
Let's go, let's load her up.
The Action Point crew and Rottweiler Susie load into an old bread truck.
All right, let's go.
After dark, they arrive at Seven Parks Theme Park with a rainbow logo.
This place gives me the creeps.
DC pulls up by gates that say, keep out.
All right, hand me the key.
Benny switches on a head torch, and Ziffle hands DC a chain cutter.
Come on, Susie. Good girl. Good girl, Susie.
DC cuts the padlock on the gates.
Susie. Look, Susie, oh, who's that? Oh, he's so handsome. You get him. Good girl. Oh, you get him. Go on. Good girl, Susie.
Benny uses the Rottweiler to distract the watchdog, then waves DC in. As they drive through the nighttime park, the watchdog copulates with Susie. They steal lumber from a shed.
Come on, guys, let's go! Shove it!
Watch out, Rodney, move your ass.
You got the goddamn... DC gets hit in the head with a plank.
Just move!
Fucking give me that! Damn!
Boogie shakes her head.
Keep it moving!
DC glances outside. There's a car across the street, and lights on in an upstairs office.
Motherfucker.
DC runs across the street as Boogie watches, looking worried from the truck. DC opens a door and goes into the building. DC moves quietly through a locker room. A sign says, keep smiling, and another, 26 days without accident. You make the difference. DC looks around with a sneer. He finds piles of towels with the Seven Parks logo on a bench. Grinning, DC unzips his pants and urinates on them. He turns to find Benny staring at him, holding his hatchet.
What are you doing?
Benny follows DC upstairs. Benny's stomach rumbles. DC listens to Knobloch talking to a Seven Parks guy.
What are you doing?
Sorry, DC. I tell me to get some set when we do Black Ops.
Dad?
No.
Benny topples off the trash can he was using to relieve himself and falls into a door setting off the alarm. He follows DC and Boogie back downstairs, pulling up his pants. Knobloch runs out onto the landing to see what was going on. They all run across the street.
Susie! Susie! Susie, Sue! Susie, Sue!
Get in the truck!
Susie, come on, girl. Come on, Susie.
Come on, baby.
Good girl.
A watchdog withdraws from Susie, and Benny lifts her into the truck.
Get her in.
I got her.
Let's go.
Come on.
Okay. DC drives off.
Knobloch thinks he's selling our place to those Seven Park pricks.
Why is your dog's ass wet?
I knew I had to come up with the big idea. An idea that would catch fire and help us compete with those corporate douchebags. But, whew, it wasn't easy. Thinking is not my superpower.
Boogie lies awake in bed as DC scribbles notes on a messy desk. She sits up to see what's going on. Boogie gets out of bed and takes an envelope from a drawer in the nightstand. She examines the contents thoughtfully, then moves slowly through the house to spy on her dad. He knocks over a can with a yo-yo, and Boogie smiles as he mops up the spilled beer. DC takes a swig of beer and scribbles in a notebook. Boogie returns to the sleeping area and puts the envelope back. She pulls back the curtain and looks out into the night. Benny is prowling around the edge of the river with his hatchet in just his underpants. He notices Boogie at the window and waves.
Hi, Boogie.
She waves and stares as Benny charges into the river. Boogie looks perplexed. In daytime, the grizzly is by the snack bar guzzling beer. Killer has one guy in a headlock and is dragging another along. A girl throws a beer to a guy on the water slide. Ziffel and Stiv sneak over to it with a high-pressure hose.
We need more slack. Stiv,
you guys are supposed to be cleaning the slide. What the hell are you doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna power wash it.
On Pete.
Yeah.
DC gestures for Ziffel to wait.
So, how are the numbers, Rodney? How are we looking?
Attendance is up.
That's good. How much?
1%.
Oh. Well, sounds like we gotta up our game.
Hey, Pete!
What?
The hose blasts DC down the water slide.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, DC.
Holy shit!
Rodney throws up his hands at the top of the slide, and the others run to check on DC.
Holy shit!
DC rolls out of the pool.
Sometimes I get my best ideas when I'm freshly concussed. As I was lying on my back on the verge of a seizure, something happened. It was a damned epiphany, a real eureka moment.
He stares up at an American flag fluttering in the breeze.
Oh, are you okay? It was Ziffel's idea.
Action point team meeting. Let's go.
DC's pulled to his feet.
All right, everybody. Listen up.
His foot goes through a picnic table, a plank flies up and hits him.
All right. Yeah. We're not in trouble because I think I got this, all right? What this place needs is an excitement enema. Seven Parks may have taken our customers, but we can take them right back. Yeah. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna make this place fast and loose, teach these little cooter flutes to use a little hand-eye coordination for a change. Yeah. We'll let Seven Parks be about what you can't do. Action Point is gonna be about what you can do.
Yeah!
Right. Okay.
So what are you going to do?
We're gonna take the brakes off this place. Every ride, every attraction, no rules, no speed limits, just pure fun.
Yeah!
All right, you shitbirds, size it up and paste it on a pigeon. Our ass is getting started right now. Let's go!
The guy snorts cocaine off his hand.
Yeah, that's the speed limiter right there.
We'll rip the sucker off. Ah! You're very slappy! All right, here we go.
Coke-addled Slappy's head lolls and his cigarette flies out of his mouth.
Is he gonna be okay?
He's fine!
DC uses a saw on a wheeled sled.
And bye-bye, Mr. Brakes.
One, two, three.
Ziffel tries a brakeless sled.
Looks good. Who's first?
I'm breaking this bastard in.
Pete flies down a zip line. Let's
hope that's a strong line.
Benny, holding a ukulele, sees a line attached to a stake by the river. He chops it with his hatchet, and Pete drops in the water.
What the?
Benny picks up his ukulele and runs off.
All right, this is called the loop-de-loop. I'm walking up the step.
A flickerbook figure slides through a looped tube.
Yeah. All right. Give Daddy a little push.
Good luck.
Boogie pushes DC on a sled. He rolls out of control down the curved track, sliding along an edge as Boogie watches and shakes her head. He approaches a banked curve and flies right off the track. DC lands heavily in the dust. The shitbirds run up and offer him beer, weed, pizza, and porn.
Holy shit, that was amazing!
You want this?
I think you're gonna have to feather it a little. Oh, that last turn.
I'm next.
Fuck you, I'm next! No. Oh. You gotta help me up.
Okay, boss.
Thanks.
That was incredible.
DC hobbles off, supported by Benny. A kid speeds off the water slide, splashing some sunbathing girls. Pete drives the cart carrying some planks widthways, smashing through a snack stand and knocking a kid over. A guy swings and drops into the lagoon. A long tube on a wooden frame sticks out over the water above the shore.
You tethered any of that down yet?
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
They shouldn't we be facing the water in case someone needs help?
Let God sort them out.
Benny and Boogie are on the dock. Boogie stares as Pete pulls down his shorts to fart in Ziffle's face. Ziffle sprays his backside with paint.
It's like one continuous train wreck.
Now, to the untrained eye, all this might look dangerous and haphazard. Your father is an artiste, and this is his canvas.
A wheelbarrow falls backwards on Ziffle on a ramp.
I want to talk to him about something, but I'm kind of dreading it. I mean, it's not a big deal, it's just... He may think it's a big deal. It's just Mom travels so much with work, and her boyfriend looks after me most of the time. He floated the idea, and Mom liked it. And
what is it?
That he become an official legal guardian of mine, and I need Dad to sign the papers.
Holy shit, really?
Old man DC nods yes.
Whoa, no. Your dad is not gonna like that at all. Look, I thought I had problems, but you, young lady, you have problems.
Shut up, Benny!
It'll work itself out. It always does.
A piece of pipe drops on DC and he falls in the water. A woman in a summer dress walks through the park. DC approaches carrying a pack of beers.
Do you work here? Does anybody work here?
Yeah.
My son is stuck up there and he won't come down. Please, just do something.
Absolutely. Get down from there, you little bastard!
The kid drops off the roof into a wading pool with teddies in.
Walk it off!
A bike dragging a guy in a tire knocks DC flying. The kid who jumped and his mom approach as he lies in the dust.
That was fucking awesome!
You deserve that! This place should be closed down! Come on, Leslie.
Stiv and Annie run up to DC.
What'd she say?
She said, come on, Leslie.
Before that.
She said this place should be closed down.
She may be right. This place is a lawless, reckless, free-for-all, and people need to know about it.
A motorcycle and sidecar ride down a country road following DC's convertible. DC has a mustache.
So why are we boycotting our own park?
Because there's no better publicity than a boycott. Remember the big grain boycott that helped the farm workers?
Yeah, we studied it this year. Grape sales went through the roof because all anybody ever heard was the word grape over and over again.
And why the shit are we dressed like this?
So we blend in, Pete.
Wearing bad taste, smart casual clothes, they march in slow motion through a new mall carrying hand-drawn protest signs saying, close Action Point now, and to hell with Action Point. DC throws a beer can. Killer walks slowly on his own.
Knobloch was greasing the wheels all over town, trying to steal away Action Point's land. He even had the mayor in his hip pocket.
A very exciting day here today. And I would like to applaud Trustwood Developments for all their efforts on helping us revitalize downtown Calico Ridge.
Yeah, but what are you going to do about Action Point?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Action Point, that place is out of control.
That guy's right. They just put in a zip line there, and all the girls are flashing their titties. No, I didn't know
beer
that.
Beer is so cheap, they're practically giving it away.
Action Point is the craziest place with the most dangerous rides in the world. Who do we want to close?
Action Point!
And when do we want to close it?
After Labor Day!
Woo!
Knobloch signals for the mayor to cut the ribbon. The protest appears on Channel 7 News Live.
The plan worked. Word had gotten out that Action Point was the craziest, rowdiest, no-holds-barred amusement park in the good old U.S. of A.
Mini tanks and go-karts share a track. A kid rides the sled run standing up. The wind blows Slappy's drugs into the cotton candy machine.
Slappy added a special ingredient to the cotton candy that day, and the kids loved it.
A go-kart pursues a mini-tank with Make War Not Love painted on it. Tanks fire tennis balls randomly at people. Slappy struggles to keep up with the demand for cotton candy. A go-kart goes flying off the track.
Okay.
And of course, Knobloch got wind of our good fortune and he sent his pissant little son Travis over to spy on us.
Jesus, look at all these fucking pathetic losers.
Travis snatches a teddy.
Hey, here you go, babe. Nice shorts. Just watch where you're going. Hey, Bubba, check out this one. Hey, has anyone ever told you you look like a Manson family reject?
Has anyone ever told you to eat a dick?
What the fuck you just say to me?
Benny grabs
hey,
Travis.
How about respecting the old personal space, huh?
Susie Sue?
Get hold of your dog, man. Fuck, I don't like fucking dogs.
Get out of here.
I don't think she likes you either. Good fight, though, guys.
Good girl.
Thanks, that was sweet of you.
Danny.
I'm Mia.
This is Susie Sue.
Oh, hey, Susie Sue. Oh, thank you too, girl. I love your hatchet.
It's just like the ones that the Franks used to defeat the Roman Empire.
Really? I love French fries.
I love French fries too.
Yeah?
What a day. We ran out of beer, corn dogs, and toilet paper in that order.
That's right.
Rodney, why don't you send the bank a nice fat installment on our loan?
Well, there's a little more to it than that, DC, but yeah, I'll take care of it.
Great.
Rodney smiles and runs off. A guy rides through the dust on a skateboard.
Here, I was just coming to show you this.
A leaflet.
Barry Manilow.
No, no. Clash.
Oh, yeah, these blokes.
So, can we still go?
Yeah, all right. I reckon why the hell not?
Oh, hell.
DC goes to help Dottie, whose lost and found booth is being overrun by children. Two girls are playing with a high-pressure hose.
DC! Lost and found is first sunglasses. Flip-flops, not little kids, okay? They're brothers and sisters. Just dump them here and run off to the rides.
Okay, just calm down. We just need to figure out something to do with these little bastards.
Animals. I used to love that petting zoo you took me to.
Maybe we can do a kitty land with a petting zoo.
Yeah.
Killer's got snakes.
Oh, well.
Hey, you like snakes?
A kid kicks DC in the shin.
You're not gonna catch anything.
You're not gonna catch anything. You're a pussy.
That has nothing to do with catching.
Are you sure peanut butter is a good idea?
Absolutely.
Just go to sleep with your eyes open and say whatever's on your mind.
Yeah.
Is it near me right now?
He's coming this way.
Were you scared, Pete?
Yes, I'm terrified.
You look really brave.
Holy Eat the peanut butter.
He's coming. Grab him. Oh, he just dragged his nuts across your face, Pete.
A raccoon walks over. Pete is under Lee's with peanut butter on his arm. DC grabs it by the tail.
Cage, give me the cage.
Holy shit. Ziffle stalks up to a deer. It runs off, and he falls over backwards.
It's a porcupine. It comes from the middle French word meaning thorny pig.
Hold my beer.
Okay, you need to charm him like a lady.
DC tries to grab the porcupine.
Ow!
Fuck it, put him in the bucket!
Ow!
Come on.
In.
Hey, I'm going to just slip one in case the squirrel's frisky. Just stay relaxed.
DC places a nut up in Benny's shorts right by his genitals.
Yeah. Wait. There's more where that came from. Oh, look at him.
Shh. Fucking shut up.
Dude, it's in.
Ow.
Okay.
Dude, he likes it. That's disgusting.
Okay, give me the bag.
It's
pants.
Totally in your pants.
It's in your pants. Hold it in there. Just trap
him. Don't give him a fright.
Stand up slow.
Ow! God damn.
They get the squirrel out of Benny's pants and into a sack.
Yeah, Benny!
Nice job.
Wait, don't let it out!
No peeking.
Close.
You peeking?
No, they're even closed. Close.
All right. And voila!
Kitty Lane!
A kid pushes another off a slide which has no sides. Others are beating up an old car with baseball bats.
It's not exactly how I saw it.
Are you kidding? It's fantastic.
Oh my God, don't touch it!
A crocodile wanders in front of them.
Lay here.
The petting zoo.
But where did you find all this?
Well, I bought some and caught some.
That's really dangerous.
No, he's really in full control. He's in control. All right.
A crocodile snaps at a kid. DC swigs his beer and walks off. A guy's dressed up as a bear.
Boogie! Hey! Oh. You want to hold one?
I'm fine, thanks.
He sure has a way with kids, don't he?
Killer brings over his snakes. A kid punches the bear mascot in the crotch. He sinks to his knees. Benny makes a call.
Channel 7 News, you're speaking to Mia.
Yeah, I'm looking to buy a merkin. It's one of them wigs for your vagina.
Daddy, I'm a merk. Oh, here it is. You look like Sean Connery.
Thanks, baby. You're so sweet.
Oh, shit. Here comes my dickhead boss. I gotta go. Big hugs.
Bye.
Benny hangs up, then opens a bottle of pills. Kids fly down the water slide, and DC approaches.
Look at those two nestle cocks. That's like the 10th Seven Parks t-shirt I've seen this week. Who's shitting down whose chimney now? Wait a second. Damn it, Benny. That's my bottle.
DC noticed the pills.
I'm sorry.
There. Hit it at the bottom of the ball. Really pop.
Rudy shoots a cue ball into old DC's head and he falls over.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
He gets his phone out of his pocket and Rudy takes a Polaroid.
Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, Boogie. How's the wedding?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's on the lake. It's so pretty.
Oh, sounds absolutely lovely.
So, did you guys go out?
No, I haven't left the den. Just telling Rudy about the old times in Action Point.
Dad.
Oh, she's fine. She's never been so safe in her whole life. Duct taped her to the couch.
Okay, hey, Dad, we're about to leave, so I will see you soon, okay?
All right. Well, bring us some cake. Talk soon.
Mom doesn't like you talking about Action Point?
Nah, she loved Action Point. But the irony is, it was her idea that got the park shut down. Yeah, Knobloch got word of the petting zoo, so he sicked the state inspectors on us.
I'm sorry, I mean, you do not have a permit for a petting zoo.
It's not a petting zoo. Hey,
well, it's an animal refuge.
No,
raccoons, crocodiles, snakes, they are not protected animals.
Right here.
I have to close you down.
The entire park?
Yep.
This is an outrage. An outrage!
Shit! That's it. We're closed down.
DC strides off, carrying a pack of beers. Rodney follows him. Stiff padlocks the gates and takes a deep draw on a joint. He walks back into the empty park, which is lit up at dusk. In daytime, the shitbirds are making repairs.
All right. We'll have this place back up and running in no time. Keep moving, you magnificent sons of bitches.
Yo, you got your supplies.
Well, let's do it. So we patched a few holes around the park and hatched a plan to capture my neighbor, the boozy bear.
DC, Benny, and Ziffle hide behind a tree as the bear works its way along a trail of beers, picking up can after can and swigging them down. They follow as it swigs its way into a cage. Killer pulls the cage door closed with a rope.
DC, I think he's drunk.
At the gates, DC and Rodney stand watching as Assistant Ron opens Knobloch's car door.
Oh, let me get the door for you, boss. Oh, boss, you forgot your briefcase.
Poor old Ron. You know, if I ordered a whole truckload of pompous pricks and they only sent Knobloch, I'd pay for the shipment.
Hey, welcome back, boys. Good to see you. Ron?
DC?
Lobcock, my bossy little bottom.
The mayor himself asked me to attend. Make sure the good people of the city are kept safe.
Oh, okay. Kind of like how he safely tucked up the mayor's ass.
Uh-huh.
All right, this way, fellas.
Morning.
Morning. Show you around the new, improved, safe, and up-to-code Action Point.
Knobloch puffs on a cigar.
Well, I still see a petting zoo.
A killer, if you will.
Killer cracks a beer, and the bear comes out of a shed. Knobloch steps back.
You have a bear?
Yes, sir. A genuine brown bear, which falls under the protected class of animals.
Killer barges into Knobloch. Ron grins.
So half your park gets shut down over safety concerns, and you think a loop-de-loop will pass inspection?
Well, I don't know. Is there anything on the books prohibiting a 360-degree loop-de-loop?
I think it's inventive.
This is bullshit! This can't be legal! This is not safe!
A kid slides out of the loop-de-loop into a pool, splashing Knobloch, and he falls over.
Oh, poor stopcock. Him's got wet. By the way, you shit-waffle, guess what? We're here to stay. I ain't leaving this park for you or anybody. Oh, did you see his face?
Killer chases the group with a sledgehammer.
My friends. Do you guys know what time it is?
Kids are waiting at the gates. Stiv opens up. The visitors pour in. Benny poses in a crop top with a samurai sword. Rodney runs up to DC. Boogie is painting a new sign for Kittyland.
Hey, DC?
What? Oh. What are you sulking about?
I just got off the phone with our loan officer at the bank.
DC puts down a can of paint.
And? They're calling the rest of the loan. We owe them the remainder, and he called it a balloon payment.
What? Can they even do that?
They just did it.
How much time do we got?
10 business days.
Fucking Knobloch and his buddies at the bank. We're gonna have to make a real push here. I mean,
we're already getting all the locals. Everyone knows about us.
Everyone in town knows about us, but we're gonna have to start pulling them in from other parts of the state.
But don't worry. I got this, all right? It's gonna be fine.
He punches the sign, which spins and hits the back of his head.
Oh! Shit! Damn it! Fix that, Rodney!
Once again, a blow to the head gave me clarity where there was once none. I had an idea.
Action Point commercial, take one.
All right, everyone in the go-karts, let's haul some ass!
Action! Race like a pro at Action Point!
This time, try not to sound like a little bitch!
Ow!
Action!
Action Point is the greatest place to bring your kids.
The mascot bear falls off a platform, which springs up, catapulting Mia.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, great job, Bear!
You're good. Okay, do not look over there. And you're not gonna tell Mommy about this, okay?
Are you ready, Rodney? He's already had a 12-pack today, and he's getting a little grumpy.
These are the greatest rides in the whole world!
Kids fly out of tubes.
I love this place.
Get it!
The motorcycle pulls a kid down the water slide.
Atta boy!
Can we get closer together?
We love Action Point!
Okay, glasses? Okay, right. Shut up, he's gonna do it!
Boogie removes Rodney's glasses as he prepares to be filmed. He swings out over the lagoon, drops in, and sinks.
Can he swim?
At Channel 7 at night.
That key is for the back door. The room you want to get into is that window right there.
All
right. Got it.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The tape they made is relabeled Seven Parks commercial.
See you, Susie Sue.
Benny follows DC out of the convertible.
DC.
What?
Maybe I should do this.
Why?
Well, first of all, you don't need to be getting arrested in front of Boogie. Second of all,
Mia's watching.
And it turns her on when I butch it up.
Okay, buddy. But don't fuck this up, okay?
You gotta get in there fast and locate the room. And when you find it, do the old Texas switch with our commercial, all right?
He shoves a map of the building and the tape into Benny's shorts.
This is the key. Look, this is the key. Most of all, Benny, stay focused.
I won't let you down, DC.
Okay.
DC looks worried as Benny skips off.
You dropped the keys. Sorry.
Benny picks them up, and DC gets back in the car.
There goes a brave man.
Mia smiles. Benny drops the tape, then picks it up.
Jesus Christ. Easy, Susie Sue. He'll be back.
Inside, Benny looks at the map wearing his head torch. He finds another map on the wall and spits tobacco juice on it.
Studio 3?
He creeps upstairs. The others can see him moving around through the windows. Benny waves to them.
Come on!
Mama tried to stop me short of stealing.
Benny appears on a bank of TVs in the studio equipment room. Benny enters through the sliding glass door. He looks at tapes on shelves, then one on a desk marked Friday TX Tapes. He goes to make the switch, then gets distracted by a magazine called Men of Nature, Axeman, picks it up, and starts to read.
He's totally got this.
The car's headlights sweep into the parking lot.
Oh, shit. Get up.
Get down. Who is that? Oh, shit. That's Lyle, our anchor man. He's not drunk and with a girl, Margie.
Get down. Hey, Susie Sue, get down.
Benny's lying on his front on the floor reading the magazine. He shrinks out of sight as Lyle and Margie start to have sex on the studio console desk. Benny peers out, then crawls under the desk. He finds the way blocked by a pair of dangling legs as Margie straddles Lyle on the end of the desk. They change position, again blocking Benny's escape. Benny's blocked again as Lyle mounts Margie from behind, then semen drops on Benny's hand. Benny rolls out from under the desk. Benny runs out, uselessly pulling a chair across a hallway behind him.
Yes, there he is. Go, 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 go!
Benny stumbles out of the building and launches himself onto the car.
Go, 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 go!
Come on.
Lyle runs out of the building. Susie licks Benny's hand.
Susie, no!
The shitbirds try to find the channel on a small portable TV.
Rodney, when's this shit coming on, man?
Oh, here he comes, here he comes! Oh, whoa, whoa,
whoa! The Action Point sign appears.
Race like a pro at Action Point!
Go-karts crash. Knobloch is holding barbells as Travis lifts the weights. Knobloch stares at the TV and drops them.
Action Point, get a free season pass with the price of admission.
DC toasts with Boozy Bear.
Shut up!
The Action Point logo and location appear on screen. There are traffic jams on the roads to Action Point. Knobloch arrives in a patterned shirt accompanied by Travis and stares at the crowds.
Come on.
You got 50,000 watts in a big acoustic tower.
Welcome to Action Point.
Security's so tight tonight.
DC grins and swigs beer. Even Rodney is smiling. Kids climb the wooden tower of the loop-de-loop. A guy launches himself down. A crowd watch Boozy Bear chug beers. Bear mascot speeds down the sled slide. He comes tumbling off. Travis takes a turn.
I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. You want that car or not? Come on, be a man. Be a Knobloch or not?
Knobloch.
Go the extra mile.
Knobloch pushes Travis, and he goes hurtling down the hill. Knobloch turns to a guy beside him.
God, I hope he gets hurt.
Totally.
Stiv helps injured Travis.
So sorry.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts. Obviously it hurts. Jesus.
Right there?
No! Don't touch it. God.
Maybe this way.
Yes.
Travis goes to an ambulance.
You gotta learn to hold on, Travis. You're gonna keep falling off all the rides.
Go away!
Stiv moves away reluctantly. The shipbirds see off the last of the visitors. Two drunk guys collide, one of them falling in the dust.
Oh, shit.
Lumpy, Jesus.
Gotta go. All right, see you tomorrow, you drunk bastards.
Today was insane.
Crazy. We're actually gonna make it. By about noon Monday, that loan is paid off.
Long live Action Point.
Deshaun Chico Carver.
Who?
Deshaun Chico Carver.
I'm DC. Who are you?
Joel Green. Joel Green and Associates.
Joel, with a mustache, shakes DC's hand.
All right. Why don't you give me a minute?
The shitbirds and Boogie back off.
I am serving you with papers.
You are
being sued for running a reckless and dangerous establishment by one Gregory Knobloch. I believe his son was injured on one of your rides just this morning.
Damn, Joel. You got here awfully quick. Smell a rat.
Well, you're welcome to prove those allegations in court. Also, be advised, my client is willing to hear settlement offers. Here's my card. Think it over, huh?
DC glares as Joel pats him on the shoulder and walks off. Rudy takes a Polaroid.
How much did you want?
$2 million. And I knew this was just the tip of the torrid iceberg and there'd be more claims and lawsuits and jackhole attorneys coming around.
So what'd you do?
A flame from the stove erupts in old DC's face. Woo.
Well, that ball still had some screwing up to do.
On the day of the Clash concert, Boogie nods her head as she adds safety pins to the sleeve of her t-shirt. She's in a cut-off denim jacket with The Clash drawn on the back. She takes off her headphones. She sits on her bed, puts on a wristband, then tucks the guardianship document back in the nightstand.
Hey, Dad, you ready to go?
1 second, baby. Sorry, I gotta figure this stuff out, or...
But I thought tonight we were gonna...
I'm sorry, I got a lot. Is that a new look for you?
Yeah, just trying it out.
All right.
He's totally focused on the work he's doing. Boogie turns sadly and walks away, taking off her Clash jacket, which she throws on the floor. Boogie sits on her bed, staring toward DC. In DC's house at night, Boogie sits staring at her dad as he lies sleeping. She gets up and runs out of the house. Ziffle, Annie, Pete, and Stiv are outside in a car.
Hey!
Boogie!
Boogie! Hey, Boogie! Get in!
Come on, Boogie, let's go!
Boogie!
All right!
They head off past a sign that says Wild West Saloon.
This is my security device.
Boogie tunes the radio.
Have a beer, please.
Yeah, beer me.
Beer, please.
Hey,
beer,
can
please.
I have one?
Beer, please. I don't know, Boogie.
Boogie makes a sad face, and Annie gives her one.
One.
Okay.
They toast, and Annie watches as Boogie swigs her beer. Boogie gets out of the car and raises her can with the others. Standing on the hood, Boogie dances wildly and lip-syncs into her beer can. The others all dance and jump around, too. Ziffle drums on the hood with sneakers, the bare feet sticking out of the car window. Travis takes the keys out of the ignition. Bobo and Steffi are with him.
Ha ha ha, it's the Action Point pussies.
Okay, hey, just give them back, all right, man?
Take them.
Seriously. Okay.
Yeah, you want them?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Circus freaks, huh?
What?
Annie lunges at Travis, and he shoves her down on the hood.
What are you doing?
Fucking push me, asshole.
Yeah, hit me. Come on, hit me, asshole.
Travis, get him.
You ready?
Pete scoops up Boogie.
Hey, let's go. All right, break it up.
Get your hands on the hood now.
Get
your
hands
on the hood.
Get over here.
Hey, you know who my dad is.
The hood.
Out of the car.
Down.
Get over here.
Boogie looks terrified. DC arrives and approaches the officers, who have Boogie in custody.
DC?
Will White.
You're free. They sure grow up fast.
DC follows Boogie, then they drive back in the car.
Sneak out on me, huh?
What do you care?
Excuse me?
Always so busy with your precious park. Always so distracted. I mean, you can't even do one single thing that I like.
That's not true. I enjoy doing things you like.
Except going to the Clash concert, right?
Shit, did I?
Boogie frowns at him.
I'm sorry, Boogie.
You sorry that you never come to New York? I kind of think you're only so sorry. Which is fine, because the podiatrist wants to be my guardian.
DC frowns and glances at her.
All you gotta do is sign the papers.
What? What? What are you talking about? Do you think I'm gonna let some short-timer boyfriend of your mother's become your guardian?
They've been together for 4 years, Dad. He is a positive male influence.
Boogie vomits.
Baby.
Get off me.
It's okay. Jesus. It's all right.
DC pats her back as Boogie vomits. Daytime at the house.
What the hell are you guys calling this thing? A what?
A trebuchet. It was used to besiege castles. Personally, I prefer a small bomb the French invented called a petard. Petard's the French word for fart.
It's a catapult. It's gonna get everybody talking again. Seven parts ain't got this.
DC, this is fucked, okay? I mean, this is gonna be tricky at best. That pool's tiny.
It's the worst idea for an attraction.
It's not an attraction. It's a stunt we can charge admission for. We're gonna make a bundle. Let's see what this baby can do. You guys ready down there?
DC climbs into the catapult. In a steam shovel, Pete swats a fly, accidentally knocking into it.
Oh, wrong way!
DC is hurled into the side of a barn.
Oh, come on!
Shit!
They hurry into the barn and climb up to a hayloft.
Oh, shit. He's all right. He's okay.
Oh, I'm gonna have to noodle on that one a little more.
Sorry, DC.
Well, hey, it worked.
Yeah. DC goes to the house.
Hey, Boogie Bear. Sweetie?
There are pieces of torn up calendar on the floor. DC runs out of the house.
Boogie's gone. So is her luggage.
It's $300 missing from the snack shack. I only took $200. Where's she headed?
I don't know. New York. Home.
Benny gets in the car with DC and slams the trunk, which popped open. A poster for Trustwood has been defaced with a penis, changed to Suckwood, a Knobloch changed to Knoblick. DC drives out onto the main road and speeds to the bus station, crashing into a pile of luggage. DC climbs out of the car and runs into the station.
I'm sorry.
Benny gets out of the car, shrugs to some people nearby, and starts to pick up the bags.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm looking for my daughter. She's 14 years old. Her name is Boogie.
Long hair, pissed off.
Yeah. Has she been here?
I'm sure she has.
Why do you say that?
Because this is called a bus station. All we have here are runaway daughters and the fathers that are looking for him.
Rebecca!
The last bus that left here, where was it going?
Eastbound.
Eastbound to where?
Next.
No. Eastbound to... Watch out! What the...
Hey, man.
A guy mopping the floor.
I think I saw the girl you're looking for. She was on the last eastbound. I think it was headed towards Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You bet, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
DC and Benny drive in the late afternoon sunshine.
In the 1930s, there was a Hollywood stagehand called OK Freddy, and he had a huge tallywhacker. Maybe even bigger than my grandpa's. And when they were gonna start filming, to sort of christen the picture, the producers would gather up all the cast and crew and call OK Freddy to the front, and they'd shout, OK Freddy! And he'd pull out his dong, shake it around a couple of times, and then they could start filming.
All right.
Well, when I was a kid, I had an English bulldog that I called OK Freddy, and one day he ran away, and it felt horrible. But then we found him running alongside the road, and we were happy again. Before we could get to him, he got hit by a truck. Boy, did he fly.
Why would you tell me that?
I guess I could have left out the last part.
Yeah, I guess. Whoa, I see a bus.
They speed up and pull up alongside the bus. The bus driver waves them off.
Hey! Okay. Okay.
Let's switch. Take the wheel. Got it?
Yeah.
DC stands up as Benny takes the wheel.
Pull alongside of the bus.
Boogie! It's Daddy Bear, Boogie! Boogie, it's Daddy! I'm looking for my daughter! Hey! I said open the damn door! Open it!
Son of a bitch, what the hell with you?
Keep it steady!
Why?
I'm gonna bust in the damn door!
That's stupid!
Just do what I say! One... Two...
Benny brakes and DC flies into the footwell, losing his shoe. The bus drives on.
Get out of the damn driver's seat! Idiot! Unbelievable! What the hell were you doing?
I was vehiculating.
What? They're getting away! Come on! I'm supposed to hold it in the road!
Come on. When did you last get this thing serviced, DC?
Come on.
Probably never.
Later, cruising down a highway.
Think she was on that bus?
Probably not. We lost him anyway.
Well, now what?
I don't know. Wait a second. I might know.
DC makes a sweeping U-turn. DC drives through town.
Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Sitting sadly in an ice cream parlor, DC stops the car. He and Benny go in.
Hey, chicken butt.
DC sits facing Boogie. She stares at him with a slight smile.
When you were 2 years old, I told your mom I wanted to freeze you at that age. You're so cute, those big eyes, and so innocent.
How's that supposed to make me feel like it's not okay to grow up?
No, it's just, with myself, I'm pretty free from fear, but.
DC becomes emotional.
You, I get scared.
Why do you do it? Why are you so obsessed with the park?
When your mom left with you, and she had her reasons, I lost my family. I guess the shit birds in the park, they became my family.
And I didn't want to lose them like I lost you.
You didn't lose me.
As we talked, I realized the reason I was so terrified of her growing up is because I hadn't been there to watch her grow up.
Old DC and Rudy talk on swings.
Peppa, are you crying?
No, hell no. I'm just old and my eyes steam over sometimes. The side effect to see Alice. Papaw's heart medication.
So, what happened to Action Point?
Action Point was doomed. It couldn't exist today in the nanny state with all the helicopter parents. No way. I just had to accept reality. I didn't have enough money to pay off the lawyers, and, well, the talk with your mom got me to thinking. So, I did what any reasonable man would do. I blew the whole thing up.
Made a damn good run.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get the hell out of my way. Move it. Move your head.
There's fucking Noblick and his lawyer.
Fucking lawyers.
That's the injury? It's like a sprain.
It didn't look like that the other night.
Open up! Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Morning, slobcock.
Boogie.
Oh.
How did I think of that? Well, guess you got my message.
Yes, I did. And I am very happy you decided not to delay the inevitable. I hope you brought the title to Action Point.
DC reaches into his back pocket and takes a piece of paper over to Knobloch at the gates. Killer's standing on a roof with his sledgehammer. Benny watches sadly with Mia. DC takes a pen from Joel. The shitbirds watch sadly, and DC glances at Travis.
You know, I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I never hurt my kid on purpose.
Oh, well, thank you.
He's buying me a Z-28, sir.
DC goes up on tiptoe to look over the crowd at the gates.
Come on, let's go. You can just put an X if you don't remember how to spell your name. No, no. What's he doing?
DC walks back to the shitbirds and takes a beer.
Sure is a lot of people out front.
For God's sake, DC, just sign the damn thing!
All right. You win, Knobloch. It's all yours.
DC signs as Knobloch and Travis grin. DC hands the pen back to Joel.
Here you go. Thank you.
He passes the paper to Knobloch.
This is not a victory for me!
This is a victory for all of Calico Ridge.
Fuck you!
That's right. Action Point and everything in it is now officially yours.
Yeah, I know. That's great. Thanks for the information.
And contractually, I just want to point out that I'm no longer liable for any lawsuits or injuries or anything else regarding this park. Isn't that right, Rodney?
Right. Those have all been legally transferred over to the new owner.
And that's you, Knobloch.
Yeah, well, who gives a shit? Seven Parks is going to level this dump anyway.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Boogie hands DC a bullhorn.
Thank you. All right, everybody.
Are you ready?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Whoa, whoa. Hold on.
Action Point is now open. Free beer for everybody.
DC, no!
The crowds burst through the gates. Killer in a Motorhead t-shirt whirls his sledgehammer around. DC jumps up and down gleefully, and Boogie flicks a double bird at Knobloch. DC laughs out loud. Travis gets knocked over and trampled in the stampede. The bear breaks out of his cage.
You guys are losers. They'll always be fucking losers.
Ziffle pours his beer over Travis's head, then runs off as the bear appears. Travis scrambles away, backing up against the hut. The bear comes up, sniffs him, then bellows. A go-kart drives madly through the park, and a mini tank smashes through a tent. The park is being completely destroyed. A machine is thrown out of a snack shack. The destruction is viewed in slow motion. Okay. kid rides on an ostrich. The kid falls off a mini tank and catches on fire. On a ride, Slappy throws up all over another kid. The ticket booth windows are smashed. A line of young women drink beer outside a tent as Mascot Bear has sex inside. Another girl comes out smiling.
Put that down!
Joel watches with a grin. A guy staggers past with a bloody nose.
Ooh-wee. Hey! Is there a lawyer in the house? You work for me! Our business is concluded! I'm taking a new plan!
You...
Anyone need a good lawyer?
Run! Run!
You take your balls out of your purse and stop these people!
What do you want me to do?
Hey! You son of a bitch!
Killer grabs Knobloch and punches him hard in the face in slow motion. Knobloch falls over backwards. Ron celebrates. Killer tosses his hair and walks off. The Loopy Loop is destroyed and a chairlift pylon is pulled down by a tractor. A jubilant crowd forms. At dusk, some lights are still on, and fires are burning around the park.
Later that night, me and the Shipbirds, well, we said goodbye to the park in our own way.
How the fuck you want to do this?
Who gives a shit? Just light them up and see what happens.
Killer lights a whole bunch of fireworks. DC and the Shipbirds watch from a roof. Goes up in a fireball. Mascot Bear on fire falls over an oil drum. Killer moves in slow motion, fiery explosions behind him. He still has his sledgehammer. DC wakes up in the house on a couch. He has his usual can of Schlitz beer beside him. DC stares up at the ceiling, then across at Boogie's bed, which is empty. He gets up with a frown.
Boogie? Boogie? Boogie!
What? I'm right here.
I thought you had taken off.
No, I'm just putting my suitcase in the car. Gotta be at the bus station in an hour, you know?
He follows her through the saloon doors into the house and out to the back porch.
No, we don't.
What do you mean?
Well, how about we take a road trip, me and you, all the way to New York City?
Yeah?
And then maybe I stick around and see what happens? I mean, you are going into high school now, and I'm going to have to chaperone any and all dates. I also thought we would stop in Austin along the way.
What's in Austin?
Well, a little band called The Clash. Maybe you heard of them?
Boogie runs into his arms.
Did somebody say road trip?
Oh, God.
Benny's in very small swimming trunks.
Right after my morning swim.
Dear God, Benny.
What's in
it? Guess we got company.
Rudy sits on a swing with older DC.
I like that story, Papa.
You know, I give your mom a hard time, but parenting ain't easy. She's just looking out for you.
I guess.
Besides, she's the best thing to ever happen to me before you came along.
Rudy smiles. Old DC grabs a chin-up bar.
Well, when I was younger, I could do four of these at a time.
He swings, the bar breaks, and he falls on his neck.
Dad?
Hi, Mom.
You okay? You all right? Rudy, are you okay?
Don't worry about me.
You all right, Dad?
Yeah, I just came outside to get a little fresh air.
All right.
Oh, man.
Are you gonna get sick? You want a beer?
It's okay. Well, I think I got a hemorrhoid. All right, Papaw's got to go. He's got a lamb stew on slow boil.
Thanks, Dad.
Mm-hmm. She loves having you around.
We both do.
Bye, kid.
Bye, Papaw.
Maybe next week we'll go get us some tattoos.
Rudy gets her crutches.
Mom, I think I'm gonna go lie down in my room. Kind of tired. Papa has a lot of energy.
He does.
A jointed wooden hand has the middle finger extended. Boogie lowers the finger, then finds the Polaroids Rudy took. She raises her eyebrows. The fire in DC's face, then DC and Rudy smiling. DC stumbles on the front path, falls to his knees, then collapses.
Ha ha ha. Dad, get up.
He lifts his head.
Bet you thought the old man had bit it.
He gets up and walks off in the sunshine as the scene fades to black. Rodney hits DC in the crotch. Directed by Tim Kirkby. Rodney celebrates. Screenplay by John Altshauer and Dave Krinsky.
She always would like buy dirty magazines, and I was like, Mom, why is Grandma always looking at like naked ladies? And she's like, oh, Chris, oh, fuck, I used my fucking name.
Story by Johnny Knoxville, Derek Frieda, John Altshauer, Dave Krinsky, Mike Judge. DC drops a snake on Pete. Produced by Johnny Knoxville, Bill Gerber, Derek Frieda.
You might hand me a beer and loosen up.
A beer hits DC in the groin. Executive producer John Kuiper. Mascot bear carrying a sled falls over.
Andy's dead, they're all dead.
Director of photography, Michael Snyman. Production designer, Jules Cook. A crocodile snaps at DC as he leaps over it. Edited by Matthew Kaczynski, Nicholas Monsour. DC flies off the sled slide. A high-pressure hose blasts DC down the water slide. Costume designer Kate Karen. Johnny Knoxville laughs as he watches some footage.
There's like zebras everywhere, and there's like flocks of... All right, hold on, I'm getting a call. Hello?
Music by Deke Dickerson, Andrew Felsenstein, John Now. Annie holds up a banana. Co-producer Adam Schroeder. Casting by Monica Mickelson, Theo Park. Mascot bear gets punched in the crotch. DC gets fired by the trebuchet.
Can you put a nut on my engine?
A baboon attacks, knocking over the camera. Benny joins DC and Boogie in the ice cream parlor as they're both crying.
I need more of that fucking stuff. It came out of my eyes.
Mascot bear gets run over by DC's car. DC comes flying off the sled slide, landing heavily in the dust, and is attended by paramedics. The cast and crew watch anxiously. Paramount Pictures presents a Gerber Pictures production, a Hello Junior production. Everyone applauds as DC is helped up and walks away. Cast: DC, Johnny Knoxville, Boogie, Eleanor Worthington Cox, Benny, Chris Pontius, Knobloch, Dan Bagadol, Ziffle, Johnny Pemberton, Fourfinger, Annie, Brigitte Lundy Payne, Rodney, Eric Manaka, Hot-Headed Pete, Joshua Hoover, Stiv, Connor McVicker, Slappy, Michael Everson, Ron, Aiden Whitehawk, Travis, Matthew Peterson, Bobo, Aiden Scott, Steffi, Ashley Dickerson, Killer, Matt Schulzen, Mia, Camilla Wolfson, Lumpy, Patrick DeLang, Helicopter Parent, Stephanie Howe, Helicopter Kid, Michael A. Hines, Mayor, Kevin Otto, Board Teen, Dante Thor Gray, Spiky Hair Teen, Godfrey De Silva, Angry Girl, Maxine Schaff, Heavy Metal Guy, Luyanda Cabagnani, Dottie Daglo, Hani Choi, Teen, Samuel John Shine, Young Aide, Taryn Thorderson, Long-haired teen Stavros Kasapis and Michael Ramantzialonina. Inspectors Dean Forey and Andrew Rue. Officer Will Hoyt, Charles Grisham. Cop, Scott Manning. Janitor, JXPX Blackman. Ticket seller, Trish Sutton. Young kid, Christian Gross. Lyle, Robert Bester. Jewel Green, Leon Klingman. Marge Weathergirl, Mary Ferguson. Ziffel's dad, Gene Toplinski. Teen bus girl, Daniel Stang. Rudy Clover Knee. Adult boogie, Susan Yeagley. Bear mascot, unknown. The bear, tag. Bus driver, Danny Sandberg. Copyright 2018 Paramount Pictures Corporation. All rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Further credits continue to roll. Laying in the sand, nothing to do but get a tan. No job, no money, no worries at all. We did nothing but have a ball. I was in love. I was in love with her. It was a long time ago. Still remember her touch, lips so soft and kisses so sweet. Playing footsie with my feet, it was the best summer I ever knew. And I wasn't even 22. I was in love. I was in love with her. With her. With her. By VSI, written and voiced by Roland Beer. Special thanks to Tim and Michelle Pryor, in loving memory of my mom, Lemoyne Clapp. Mascot Bear and Bear are sitting on the porch of DC's house. They're surrounded by empty beer cans. Mascot Bear gets up, walks away, and falls over. The mountain surrounded by a garland of stars. Paramount, a Viacom company.